Meseches Kilayim, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad 2:4. Zerua, if your field had been seeded, meaning with tavua, with one of the various grains, v'nimlach, you changed your mind, you didn't want it to be a grain field, you wanted lenota, you wanted to plant a vine, meaning a grapevine inside of it. The word zorea is seeds, the word notea is specific to planting trees, but of course, since there's no isur of kilayim with trees other than grapevines, we're talking about planting a grapevine here. Lo yomar, you shouldn't say, you may not say, eta v'achar kach ofach, first I will plant that new tree, meaning the grapevine, v'achar kach ofach, and then I will till the soil, destroying the seeds that are growing there, as like the previous Mishnah. Ela hofach, first you have to till, destroying the grain that's growing in that future vineyard, v'achar kach notea, and then you can plant your grapevines. On the other hand, natua, if it had been planted with grapevines, v'nimlech lezara, now you want to plant seeds in its place, meaning you want to change it from being a vineyard to being a field of grain. So, lo yomar ezra v'achkach asharesh, you can't say, first I will sprinkle the seeds, and after that I will uproot those grapevines. Elim misharesh, first you have to uproot the vines, v'achkach zarea, and then once removed, you can plant the seeds. Now, im ratza, if you want. So to understand this mission, you have to actually look what grapevines look like. Older grapevines are basically like trees. They have thick trunks, and they can be well rooted to the ground. And if you don't have a pickup truck in the 21st century, it may be very difficult to actually uproot fully that tree. Essentially, it's a tree. So you have a plan B, im ratza, gomem. You can cut it ad pachos metafach until such that the trunk of the grapevine is less than one tefach, let's call it 3 or 4 inches, off the ground. So you basically chop it all the way down to the ground. Presumably it won't grow again, and therefore it no longer looks like a vineyard. It's just cleared out with some, dead tree stumps in there. And then you can zorea, plant your grains, v'achar kach misharesh. And then later on, according to most meforshim, they understand that the grapevine will not grow back. And therefore, achar kach misharesh, after that you have to uproot, means if something further grows and the grapevine didn't ultimately die, then you're stuck having to rip those growths out. But under normal circumstances, if you're gomem, if you raise it down to the ground, so then the grapes aren't going to come back and no need to uproot anything more. There are those, however, learn that it's a two-step process. First, you can just gomem, raise it to the ground, plant your seeds, but ultimately you will actually have to, according to some, unfortunately, you'll have to uproot the actual trunks of the grapevines out of the ground.